You're listening to a University of Kentucky College of Arts and Sciences podcast. During the 2011-2012 school year, Arts and Sciences will be focusing on China and its Passport to the World program. In a recent StoryCorps interview, Dean Mark Kornbluh discussed the reasoning for focusing on China.
The reason that I wanted to create this idea of focusing on one place for a year is to try to really get students to think about different parts of the world and understand how different they are. We're at a time where life is a lot more global. There are a lot more connections, and University of Kentucky probably sees a lot less of that than students would if they were at University of Michigan or University of California. So I think it's important for students to try to understand how small a world it is, and as much as possible to get to know another place, and focusing on something for a year makes sense. I chose South Africa because it was the site of the greatest struggle for human freedom in the 20th century, and a successful one. So that was really exciting, and I think there are lots of similarities. China's chosen for probably opposite reasons. It's a very, very different place than the world we are here. It's a place where that has had a different history, that there aren't very many similarities to the civil rights struggle. The type of definition of democracy and freedom that we think about here remains rather far in there. And yet it is certainly the part of the world that's going to challenge all of us in the half century to come. It's huge economic engine, enormous population, and language and culture is so different, and language means a lot. People think differently, and to try to create an environment where our students could begin to think about those differences and how to bridge them, I think, is part of the goal, as well as exposing them to very different culture. I mean, Chinese music is so different than ours, and dance and culture and food, and so that's, I think our community will enjoy that. I'm a political historian, and you could tell I think a lot about democracy and these issues. And so it's very different than in South Africa. We were celebrating a certain political moment. In China, you know, there are a lot of issues about human freedom and opportunity. But there's also a challenge to understand just a very, very different system, that it's not a quote-unquote totalitarian society the way Orwell would have pictured a totalitarian society, but it's also very far from the type of society we live in that emphasizes individual freedom, and to try to understand that as part of get students to appreciate and to be open to thinking about China, but also know the differences.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to the College of Arts and Sciences for making this podcast possible.